Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 2511.
2511.
2511.
Mm-hmm.
And 2901.
Mm-hmm.
0027. Mm-hmm. 5551.
Okay.
Would you hold on, please?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I speaking with George?
Yes.
Hey, George, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
609.
932. 7188. Okay. Let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file, and I'll be happy to answer any questions for you. Let's see. So this is Oriental Pearl, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, you guys currently on 215 Kings Highway East, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 08033. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you guys have a website for the business?
Yes.
What's the website?
It's my personal. It's based, it's not business.
Okay. What is it?
KUILIANGZHAO@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. Okay, email address, right? Okay. Is there a website as well for the business or no?
You can send an email there. It's not, it doesn't matter. No.
Okay. Okay. So just to confirm, it's P as in Paul, A Y U.
No. 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 K U I. K like a key.
Okay. K.
K U I L I A N G.
K U. I gotcha. KUILIANGZHAO@gmail, right?
Yep.
Got it. Okay, cool. And what's the structure of the business? Are you guys a S Corp or LLC?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And how long have you guys been in business, George?
Say it again?
How long have you guys been in business?
21.
21 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Are you the 100% owner?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on, please.
No problem.
Not a problem, I help you. Yo, yeah, I have the another line, you know, you have to hold it. If you don't hold, you can call back. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to point in the right direction.
I just saw the letter you sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just call back, just see what happens. You know, you offer some kind of a cash flow. You know,
mm-hmm.
like up to 250,000, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what? I just call back. You know how see how your guys works.
Okay, cool. Yeah, what we sent you, it's a pre-approval for both working capital and equipment financing.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there something? Is there like a specific project that you have that you need extra cash flow for, or do you
cash flow?
Cash flow. Okay. Just general operating cash flow for the business.
Yeah. Just like capital. Yeah.
Capital. How much capital are you looking for?
Yeah, you know, see how much you can offer. I don't know.
Okay. So no specific amount, you just... No specific amount, you just want to kind of see what's available for you?
Something like, you know, whatever you can offer, like 250, 200, you know.
200 or 250. What's the minimum that you could use?
What do you mean, minimum? Something like a few thousand? No, I do not need, you know, it doesn't matter, you know.
It won't help you, right? Yeah.
No use.
What would be the minimum that could help your business, like 50, 60?
Probably 50,000.
Minimum 50. Cool. Okay. So are you in like a cash flow crunch? What's the current situation that you need extra cash flow for your business?
Just like... I can expand whenever I use it on some got a new, because 21 years, I want to get some new equipment, get a replace the old one. and the exhaust system, I have to change that one. It takes about $25,000, you know.
Okay. So you're looking for capital and equipment, it sounds like?
No, just capital. I can buy the equipment myself.
Okay. Because if you qualify for equipment financing, it'll be cheaper. What kind of equipment is
no,
it?
No, not that way.
You just want to do capital. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. So you're looking for $200,000 to $250,000, or possibly more, and at the very least, about $50,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how soon do you need the funds?
Well, you know, whenever you is ready to you know, to go.
Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 2 days, 72 hours, whatever, as you guys said, 2 days. Yeah,
yesterday.
Yeah, on the letter. I don't know.
Okay,
you know.
So as soon as possible, pretty much, right?
Yeah. You get it within 48 hours. That's the letter says. I don't know. I know it's not true, but, you know, anyway, I trust it.
No, it's possible.
It's hard to believe, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, just trying to figure out if you have, like, a deadline or a timeline that you're kind of working with. But,
Okay.
So we can get this going for you as quickly as possible. How long have you been considering looking for financing? Is it something that you just decided that you needed today, or?
Just today I saw the letter because I'm not really, you know, crazy about it. You know.
Okay,
if
so you're not.
If some money, you know, the interest rate is acceptable. Why not? If you know something is not, you know, I really satisfied. You know, that's the
okay.
Stop there.
So you want to make sure you get a good deal, and if you get a good deal,
depends,
you'll take
you know,
it?
Okay. What's the interest rate? Some people offer, you know, something like that. Yeah, they try to make big money from it, you know, forget it, you know. Nobody's rich. Yeah, you can call some rich guys, you know. Yeah.
Have you done working capital financing before with another lender?
No.
Or?
No, the first time.
Gotcha, okay. Okay, very cool. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's really good. Yeah, it's good. I never have a late payment in my 30 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Any idea of what the score is?
I didn't know. I never checked because probably before it really high, something like 751. I
uh-huh.
think recently probably low because I use some credit card and also some inquiry, you know, some. Then, you know, because I try to refinance my mortgage or something, and credit card, whatever, and the open account in the bank, too much increase. So, yeah, probably decrease some, but nothing to do with the payment, whatever, just to do with,
increase.
You know, yeah, everyday activities, yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I got those in my credit report, too. It's very normal. Okay, so these programs are based on the cash flow of your business. Personal credit has a little bit to do with it. It definitely helps if you have a good credit score to help you qualify for the better programs. But the dollar amount that we can get you is based on the cash flow of your business. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
Last year, $620,000.
Okay, what are you guys tracking to do this year? Are you going to beat that this year?
This year is every year goes up a little bit since we opened.
Nice. Very good. That's awesome. You're doing something right then.
we never do advertising, but just the you know, increase. Even the 08 economic crisis, we still goes up a little bit. Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. How did you manage to do that?
Just do things, you know, from the bottom of your heart. You have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a concentrate on the money, concentrate on the service. That's the key.
Oh, that's a great philosophy.
That's it.
That's a great
when
philosophy.
When you look at the money all the time, you didn't get the money. You didn't. Mm-hmm. You forget it. Just do what, just have the work done well, the money will come. Yeah.
I can definitely appreciate that. It's a good good principle to follow. So can you tell me?
I think this works for me.
yeah, it works for you. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do exactly? You guys are a restaurant, is that right?
Yeah, that's a restaurant. Yeah.
Is there something that you guys like specialize in, or?
It's just the Mandarin, Japanese, a little bit Thai. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Combined menu. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. Do you guys host like big events and things like that, or you just kind of a general sit down restaurant?
Just sit down restaurant.
Yeah.
Family
okay.
style.
Very nice. And you're the original founder 21 years ago?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very cool. Okay. So you guys did roughly $620K in revenue last year. Let's see here. And you said every year you've pretty much grown, right?
Yeah, every day.
Nice. Have you gone to your bank for any of your financing needs? I think you mentioned you have some, like a credit card for your business, or?
Yeah, I do get some credit card, yes.
Okay. Have you gone to them for your, because you mentioned you could use $250K. Have you gone to them for that financing need right now, and did they give you any feedback?
$250, not that much. Yeah, I got some credit card. Sometimes we use it because they have a 0%.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the why I use them. Otherwise, I do not, you know.
I see. What's your credit limit on that, on the business credit line that you have?
Some credit card, maybe 50,000, some 25, some, you know, the lowest, the probably 15,000. That's beyond that, I don't want to get it, yeah.
Okay, okay. And are those, like, for your, are those personal credit cards, or are those under your business
name?
Personal, okay. Okay, gotcha. Have you gone to your bank before for, like, any business financing?
No.
And did they give you any feedback? No, okay. Gotcha. Do you have a backup plan? Like, do you have a plan B? Say, for example, if we can't get you, you know, the money that you're looking for, do you have another option? Can you go to your bank for this, or no?
No, I just forget it. Yeah,
okay.
I do not need it.
Okay, so you don't actually really need it. You just kind of want to see what's out there.
If they have, I have to do something. If not, I do not need to do something now. That's fine. When you have extra money, just make things better, of course. But, you know, otherwise, you still can hold. Wait, it's fine. Whenever they save enough money, you know.
I see. So you just like to have options. Like, you want to be able to spend some money
if
to expand.
If they have this one, I can do. If not, just you do not need to do. It's not necessary. You have not a must. But you have the option to do that. Something like exhaust system, nothing wrong, but it's not efficient. It got too old. That's 30 years. Because before me, there was Vietnamese restaurant. They have 5 years. Before that, a Japanese. And, you know, this one used for 35 years at least, I think.
Yeah.
Too old. You need this change. But, you know, works okay. But,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
If you have money, just, you know, get an efficient one.
Yeah.
And an update one.
Yeah.
But if not, okay. Because, you know, one inspection, it's fine. It's an older one. There's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you don't do any advertising. How do you market your business? Is it all word of mouth and referrals?
Yeah,
That's
word of mouth.
Gotcha. And you said you focus on the service side, so I think that makes a huge difference too, right? People, you know, you probably have a lot of repeat customers and people come to you.
All right. I know everybody.
Oh, that's awesome. You had a great thing going over there. So just to give you some, like, you know, preliminary feedback and let you know how the process works, we can typically have an answer for you within 24 hours of receiving the application paperwork. And what we need, it's a one-page credit application.
Uh-huh.
We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. We do sort of a cash flow analysis, and that's what this loan will be based off of. Like I mentioned, it's based on the cash flow of your business. And then we look at your previous year's tax return to verify your business entity, verify your sales, and things like that. Have you done your 2015 taxes already?
16?
2015. Have you done your 2015 taxes already?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you have your tax return. And then, once we get you an approval, oftentimes we can fund it within 24 hours. So if it's something that you need,
the range of the interest rate?
It really depends. There's actually a huge, very wide range of interest rates. Interest rates are always going to be a measure of risk. So a low-risk business will get a much better interest rate than a high-risk business. You've been around for a long time. You're not a startup. You're not even, you know, a lot of times there's tiers. We work with businesses that have been in business for 0 to 1 year, 1 to 5 years, and then 5 years and up. So you'd be the 5 years and up. So you'd qualify for some of our lower interest programs. And then another thing, the industry you're in, you're in the restaurant industry and you have a great thing going over there. So I think you'd qualify for some of our better programs. I don't know what your rate's going to be.
You're what's the lowest?
Let's see, some of the lowest I've seen, I funded one last week. It's a customer in my construction industry. It was for 100K, and you paid back 104K over 6 months. So it's not an APR. It's a fixed payback.
Okay, a half year so, has a payback, right?
No, there's a different rate. Are you looking for a specific term? Because that's just one example. He did 6 months. I would say my average customer does anywhere from 6 months to 18 months.
Okay, the sample you just gave.
Right.
He borrowed 100 grand, right?
Correct.
Then, you know, half a year he get a payback. How much did he pay back?
He paid back 104K, so he paid 4K in interest.
Oh, 400 and 4, right?
4,000 in interest. Yeah, it's a fixed payback. There's
4,000 half a year. That means the interest rate around about 8%.
Exactly. If you were to convert it, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. All right.
Yeah.
That's the best offer, right?
That's the best that I've seen. But there's, you know, I'm just one person that works. Like I said, we have a very wide range of programs, and we tailor it specific to your business. So it depends on a number of factors. Like I said, we look at personal credit. We look at your time in business, the industry you're in. We look at your cash flow. Are you seasonal, for example? Like, do you guys get slower during the summer or no?
Summer, yes, a little bit. Yeah. Just weekend, Friday, Saturday, but not big difference.
I see.
Every year the same, you know.
So some businesses will come to us during their slow season, and they're looking for cash flow to help operate their business during the slow season. So they have less cash flow, so they might pay a little bit higher interest rate. Where if they're, you know, they're in a busy season and they need extra cash flow to keep up with the growth, you know, they're going to probably qualify for something better. So we plug all these numbers into an algorithm, and then we'll give you some options. Typically, what we'll do is we'll prove you for the highest amount available with the longest term available for you, and we can kind of work backwards from there. So if we come to you and say, hey, George, we approve you for 18 months for 250K, and you say, hey, you know what, I only need 200K and I only want 12 months. We say, okay, cool, we'll put that together for you.
I see.
Is there a term that you're looking for? Are you looking to do like a 12-month, or do you have an idea of what you want to do?
You cannot say how many terms. Depends on how much money and what the return, your ability to pay. Okay,
right.
You have to calculate something like if you can pay back something 10,000 a month. If you have that kind of cash flow, why you borrow money? you have to see, you know.
Exactly.
Back,
it has to make
money, but you know, something like 50, something 1 year, 5,000-6,000 a month. That's fine.
Yeah, no, I agree. It has to make sense for your business. Otherwise, you know, we don't want
to calculate. You know, your ability to pay back.
Right.
How fast you can. Right? Of course, the faster better, because you can save some money.
Save money on interest. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of open to different options depending on what's going
to
get you the best.
Depends.
Okay,
you
cool.
Cannot, you know, from the very beginning. Hello, one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to buy the window?
Okay. You there, George?
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, something, that's the basic thing, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Like I said, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements and your 2015 tax return. Do you have those things kind of readily available to send to me, or is it going to take a couple of days, or what do you expect?
I have the statement, I have the tax return. Yeah, basically I have, you know.
Perfect.
You know, probably it's not really organized, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I can't get whatever, you know, the information I have.
Okay. Okay, cool. If you wanted to get that stuff back to me today, I should be able to get some feedback for you by tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'm going to send you the email. Let me just double check, make sure I have the right email address again. It's KUILIANGZHAO@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, George, I'm going to send you the email right now. And then you'll have my direct phone number in that email as well. So if you have any questions about the application, feel free to give me a call and I'll be here. That'll be my direct phone number. Do you want to write down my phone number just in case you don't get the email or something?
Honey? Hello?
I'm sorry? Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to write down my email? I'm sorry, my phone number in case you don't get my email so that way you can call me?
Sure.
Okay. So this is my direct phone number. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's 858-779-0931.
Okay.
And my name's Julian. It's Julian.
Julian.
Julian. Julian.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And George, are you operating one restaurant or do you have a couple different locations or?
I have two more, yeah.
Oh, so you have three total?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very cool. When did you open your last one?
This year.
Oh, congratulations. That's huge. How did you have to get financing to assist opening up the new location or no?
No, that's fine. That one.
No, on your own. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's great. Okay, George, I'm going to send you the email right now. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, and I'll probably check in with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sure.
Okay, George, pleasure chatting with you. You have a great day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.